The Gemara, Masechta the Shabbos, Daf Samach Vav Amud Beis, says, Rabbi, as the Gemara here teaches us the various lechoshim, the various sayings that the Gemara suggests one could say if Chas V'Shalom, someone is sick or needs some other type of Yeshua. So Abaye quotes Amrli Aim, he quotes his mother, his stepmother, whenever somebody has to say something, b'shmadi ima, and he has to mention the person for whom he's saying it, he should use the mother's name. And this is the source for the halacha, for the minig in Klal Yisrael, that if chas v'shalom somebody is being mespalel for a chayla, for somebody who's ill, and we want to mention their name in our tefillos, we mention the name, the mother's name, we mention the person by his mother's name, not by his father's name. It's interesting to note, there's a very comprehensive tshuva on this issue in the Shailos HaTshuvos, Yabia Omer, Chelek Beis, Simen Yud Aleph, where he says that actually what's best is to try not to mention names at all. The less names that are mentioned is better, he says. And the explanation is because when we mention people's names, whether it's the name of the Chayla himself, Rachman Litzlan, or one of his parents, it causes that we should, in Shemayim, in the Bezdin and Shemala, they should start to begin to investigate, is this person indeed worthy of having Refuah, worthy of having Yeshua? And therefore, the less names that are mentioned, the better. And that's why the halacha is that if we're davening in front of the chayla himself, in front of the person who's ill, we don't mention his name at all. In fact, the Paiskim as well say that we've discussed when we learned the Masechta Brachos that when davening, one should l'chatchila daven b'loshen kodesh. That's only also when we're davening in not in the presence of the chayla, but when we're davening in the presence of the chayla, no names need to be mentioned. And in fact, there's a raya from the Torah, because the Torah says we know that when Miriam became ill with Saras, the pasuk says that the Moshe Rabbeinu spelled kel no refuah no lo, bring her refuah without mentioning her name. On the same vein, Rabbi Kiva Eger, in the beginning of Simen Kuf Yotes and Aruchayim, quoting the Knesset HaGdoilah, who quotes the Sefer Chassidim, that when one mentions, when one is mispowel for a chayla, even if the chayla is a great individual, and normally when he's spoken about, all sorts of titles are attached to his name, when being mispowel for this individual, we don't mention any titles, we just say Pliny ben Pliny. And even say the Paiskim further, that if someone is being mispowel on behalf of his Rebbe or on behalf of a parent, we're there too. Normally the halacha is when we're mentioning a father or a parent or Rebbe, you're supposed to say all sorts of titles, Avi Mairi, Rebbe Mairi. When being mispowel for a chayla, the less titles, the better. But as is obvious, if one is being mispowel for a chayla, not in the presence of that chayla, so then we do mention the name, and based on what we're learning in our Gemara, the right name to mention is the name of the mother. But the Mefarshim discuss why indeed is it preferable to mention the name of the mother versus the name of the father. The Rashba in Shailos HaTshuvos, Chelek Aleph, Simen Tof Yud Gimel, says that if the Gemara, if Abaya says that mentioning the mother's name is more effective than mentioning the father's name. It must be that they had experience that when they were mispallel with the mother's name, the tefillahs were more readily accepted than when they were mispallel with the father's name. But why? So he says, because whenever we're mispallel, we want our tefillahs to be as clear as possible. And since, as we know, who someone's mother is certainly more definite than who someone's father is. We know that the Gemara says the only reason we say that the father is the father is because we say Roy Beilois Acher Abal. We have a chazaka, a roiv, that the father is the real father, and therefore we mention the mother's name because we want to be more certain. The Michas Elazar, in his Sefer Divrei Torah, in Madura Tinyana, Sif Simen Dalit, has a long discussion on this whole issue, and he says a very nice pshat. He says that, as we just said, the only reason the Gemara says we establish that someone's father is indeed his father is based on the roiv that we just mentioned, roiv bilois achor habal. So he says that since we know that by bikuach nefesh we don't follow roiv bilois achor habal, that bikuach nefesh we don't follow, by bikuach nefesh we don't follow roiv, even if it's a roiv that the person won't survive, we still have to do whatever we have to do, be mechal Shabbos. So by bikuach nefesh is the situation where we don't follow roiv, and since by bikuach nefesh we don't follow roiv, here we have to say the mother, where the mother's name is not based on any roiv. I did see another pshat. It's somewhat of a difficult pshat, but that there are, we know that there are people that if someone's mother is Jewish, even though their father is not Jewish, says the Yofel Aleif, we know the halacha is that that person is considered Jewish. So what's going to be the halacha if such a person is ill? So if we always mention only his father's name, we're going to have a real issue that the father's name, that there's no way to be mispallel for this person. The difficulty with this pshat is there are times that, if anything, when we're mispallel, we are not mispallel necessarily out loud. So the fact that the parent's name is mentioned or is not mentioned is not as noticeable. We don't find that they say this regarding calling up a person to the Torah. Why are we not concerned? But that's the Yofel Aleiv's pshat, that we're concerned that we want to be able to be mispallel even for someone who's only Jewish because his mother is Jewish, not because his father is Jewish. There are other paiskim, however, that say the other the Chasam Sofer and others explain that the reason why we mention the mother's name, not the father's name, is because the mother has more schusim than the father, because since we know women are not obligated to learn Torah, women are not mechuyev in mitzvahs asay shazman groma, men are, so therefore it's more likely that a woman will have more schusim than a man. The pasuk actually indicates, explain the Mefarshim, that we should mention the mother's name. We find that David HaMelech in Tehillim, in Perek Peivav, Pasuk Tez Zayin, says, Vashia Leben Amosecha. Similarly, we find that David HaMelech says, and we say it in Hallel, and the Avdecha Ben Amosecha. And therefore, we mention the mother's name. That's the minig, to mention the mother's name, not the father's name. The Michas Elazar actually, in that piece in his Sefer Divrei Torah, does say that there were people in in Hungary, in different cities in Hungary, had a minhag just the opposite. And they had the minhag that while the person was alive and they davened for a person, they mentioned the father's name. Only after the person left the world do they mention the mother's name. And he says a very nice explanation why. Because actually, he says, and so too does do many other Paiskim suggest, that even though as we're learning, based on our Gemara, while a person is alive and we're being mispallel on behalf of that person, we mention the name by his mother's name, but once the person is no longer alive and we're speaking about him, whether it's in a kalmale or whether his name or how his name is inscribed on a matseva, then Allah is we mention him by his father's name. And given the reasons that we've given in this year, it's very understandable. When the person's alive, he needs, as we mentioned a moment ago, the schusim of his mother. When the person is alive, we have a concept, as the Mechzalazah explained, ein holchim bebikuach nefesh achar haroiv. We don't want to follow the roiv. However, when the person is no longer alive, so we don't have these concerns, and therefore we can mention him as the Torah says, v'yisyaldu l'mishpachosam l'beis avosam, we mention them by the father's name. But he says, in those areas where they did just the opposite, this is the reason why. He says, this world, we follow the Torah. And by following the Torah paskins, that we go basarayv. And as we've explained in this shir, a person's father is established to be his father because of roiv. And if the Torah says that that's the way we should act in this world, that is enough why he should be met, called by his father's name. But we know that the next world is called the Olam HaEmes. What is the definition of the Olam HaEmes? The definition of the Olam HaEmes is that there's absolute truth, nothing less but the absolute truth. And since, as we've explained this year, the absolute truth is that we know is the mother. So therefore, in the Olam HaEmes, we mention the person by his mother's name. And actually, Rav Avadya Yosef, in that shuva that we've mentioned, does indeed say that in the Sephardi communities, it was the minhag that not only during a person's lifetime is he mentioned by his mother's name, is he identified by his mother's name, but even after he leaves the world, he's identified by his mother's name. He does say that there are other menhagim that it depends on a man or a woman. A man is identified after Me'eva Esrim by his father's name. A woman is identified Lacha Me'eva Esrim by her mother's name. But as I've said, the minhag in most communities is that the father's name is mentioned after the person leaves the world, and the mother's name is mentioned while he's alive. And the Mefarshim explain the reason is because while a person is alive, we identify, while the person's alive, he has a gashmistiga aspect. He's a bones and blood and a human being. And as the Gemara Masechta Nida, Daf Lamed Aleph Amar Aleph explains, all of these physical attributes of a human being primarily come from a mother. So therefore, when we're speaking about the person as a living human being, it makes more sense to identify him through his mother. But La'achamei V'esrim, where the guf is no longer active, and what's left of the person is just his neshama, is just his ruchnius, which is much more connected to his father than to his mother, that is the time to identify the person by his father, by his father's name rather than by his mother's name. And that's why we could also understand that even though we're learning in our shir and based on the Gemara that we just learned, that one should be identified by the mother's name, not by the father's name, yet we find that when a person is called to the Torah, he's called up by his father's name, not by his mother's name. If we're saying that he should be called up, that he's identified by his mother's name, so why is he also not identified by his mother's name when he's called up to the Torah? But as we've learned in our shir, everything starts to make sense. Number one, why did we say that we try to avoid calling a person by his father's name? Because the Torah, this whole concept that he is indeed your father, is only based on Rav. So when we call the person up to the Torah, we're trying to announce that we're following the dinim of the Torah. And in the Torah it says that we should follow Rav. And Rav says that this is your father. So I'm identifying when I'm being called up to the Torah, that I'm following the halachos of the Torah. Or, as we just explained, since when one is called up to the Torah, he's obviously involved in a ruchnius activity. And we just finished explaining, when it comes to the ruchnius, when it comes to the neshama of the person, then we are identified more with our father than our mother. So it makes all the sense in the world that when the person is called up to the Torah, he should be called up by his father's name, not by his mother's name. But in conclusion, the Chazon Ish says that, of course, if we don't know, and I saw this from Shlomo Zalman Orbach as well, let's say if we don't know a person's name, we don't know his mother's name or his father's name, certainly in a situation where if we don't know the mother's name and we only know the father's name, so it's better, and the chayil is not in front of us, it's better to identify by his father's name than by not identifying him at all. But even in a situation where we don't know not his father's name nor his mother's name, that shouldn't prevent us from being mispalel, and the Eibishter should help that whenever we mispalel for a person, no matter how we identify the person, all of us should be zaycha to refuas and yeshuas.